Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's not often that retiring to a remote island accessible only by boat can inspire someone to become an entrepreneur and start a second career. But that is exactly what happened to our next guest. Shortly after she and her husband moved to Dafuski Island off the southern coast of South Carolina, she started designing handbags. And for 2 years in a row now, her company has made it into the Inc. 5000 list of the country's fastest growing companies. Kay Stanley is owner of Spartina 449, based in Hilton Head. Kay, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
How did all of this get started?
It kind of happened somewhat unplanned a little bit, but my husband and I, we owned a company prior to this in Kansas City, and we sold it the end of 2007, decided to come on down here to Dafuski Island, and while it was beautiful and I loved it, within about 2 days, I think I was sketching some new products and then kind of announced to him that I think we need to start a handbag line. Kind of came about because I needed something to do, and he was golfing all the time. It wasn't a real popular thing for him to hear, but he had one full year of golfing every day. And then the products arrived, and it was time for him to go to work, too.
So did you test this idea of yours first? Was this similar to the business you were in before?
Well, no, I really did not know anything about the fashion industry. The business that we owned before in Kansas City was a scrapbook company. What I found was I am the type of person that needs to be working and designing. I just wanted to do something. I had no idea what it was about. It was kind of a leap of faith, hoping that I could figure out how to design a handbag.
So no testing of your first few handbags, just full-blown scale production?
What I tend to do is draw everything on the computer. I hired two young designers right out of school, one from SCAD. We just drew them up on the computer, and then we found some factories that could manufacture it. And unfortunately, you know, we couldn't test it because we don't have the sewing operation here in South Carolina. When you're working with a factory that does handbags, you know, you have minimums. So we had to buy about $500,000 of inventory before anyone had even seen one of the handbags. So it was a big leap. And we, you know, crossed our fingers, and my husband, you know, was like, oh, God, I think we're crazy. But, you know, they arrived, they looked good, and they sold, and we just kept making more.
And where are you selling these?
We sell them all around the country. We're in about 1,500 retail stores, primarily in the U.S. and primarily east of the Mississippi. And then we have some in Japan, Australia, Canada.
Talk about where you believe the growth has come from. Is there something unique about your handbags? There are handbag companies everywhere. And tell us about the name. How did you pick this name?
We did try to do something unique. What I didn't want to see was just another handbag on the shelf of a store. I wanted to create a story behind every collection we do. So we tie every handbag pattern into a specific person or story of Dafuski Island or the surrounding Lowcountry area. And plus, we used a material on our handbag that had never been used before. It's 100% linen. So it's a real strong, durable material, and it has a different look that really makes our product kind of stand out. And you can identify a Spartina bag from far away because of that.
And that name, Spartina 449.
I was new to the area, and I fell in love with the whole region, the Lowcountry, and I was trying to come up with a name. You know, I was reading about the area, and I saw the word Spartina, you know, in this book, how it's the marsh that, you know, grows around Dafuski and, of course, all throughout, you know, the Lowcountry. And I thought, well, that's a neat name, a neat word, and what I liked is because people wouldn't know what it was. Not everyone would know. And so I was like, that's perfect. We'll do Spartina. And then 449 came from our lot number from our home on Dafuski.
Okay, congratulations on the recognition you've received from Inc. 5000. Thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Kay Stanley is owner of Spartina 449. based in Hilton Head, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts and you'll find us. There you can hear the show again and post your comments. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.